More men named John run the boards of America's largest companies than women, any women. And in the Pacific Northwest, the numbers are worse. Colleen Brown wants change, and she wants it fast. Brown sits on multiple boards of local companies, and recently American Apparel brought her on as board chair. Her charge, to lead the cleanup after American Apparel's founder and CEO was fired for sexual misconduct. Colleen Brown says she really realized how few women sit on boards when she was at a conference a few years ago.
You're standing around realizing how few women are in the room, and that's not unusual in the CEO ranks or in board ranks. But as I was standing around, my comment was, you know, isn't there anyone else here from the Pacific Northwest? Because I was in New York. And the response in general of the organizers was twofold. One, oh, you know, there's not just that many women in the Pacific Northwest that serve on boards. Or then they kind of paused and said, or maybe we just don't know them. And that's where I just said, well, we need to do something about that.
How does the Pacific Northwest compare to other parts of the country?
Yeah. We thought, because we're so progressive up here in the Pacific Northwest, we were certain that we would come out looking just wonderful, and of course we would impress them, right? And when we came back and crunched the numbers and a bunch of us got together and actually started looking into this, we were surprised that we were behind by almost two full percentage points. So we are when we first started this, we were at 14.5% women on public company boards. Today we're at 15.8, so almost a year later, but the industry norm is 16.5%. So we still have room just to get to the norm, let alone we thought we'd be well over the norm because we're so progressive up here.
So, Colleen, in addition to being on boards, you are working with other local leaders to help improve this. So what are some of the common barriers that you hear from people who don't have women on their boards of directors?
That's always interesting because it comes down to three things. The first answer is there aren't enough qualified women to serve on boards, which is really hard not to react to, but that's what is said. The second is, oh, and if there are, we don't know them. And the third comment is, and I know there are lists, but we don't like to use lists. Well, I understand that. You know, I serve on boards. Boards are very focused, hardworking, and you gotta all move in the same direction. So it's an important position.
So you managed to inch up that percentage a little bit. What's an example of a local company you worked with and you were able to help change their minds?
Well, and change your mind, you know, you'd like to think you can take full credit for everything they decide, right? That's
sure.
Not the case. What we do is make others aware of it, and we can't do it alone. So we've gathered partners in progress, and some really great individuals have stepped up. Individuals like Blake Nordstrom at Nordstrom's, which has an excellent representation of women on their board. Or Brad Tilden at Alaska Air Group. Great example. Matter of fact, leading the Pacific Northwest, half women.
Really?
Group. Yes.
50%.
Yes. And what makes that even more compelling is they did add another woman since we launched this initiative. Do we take full credit? You know. But you got to start somewhere. And again, making this a priority discussion is what we're talking about today.
I'm talking to Colleen Brown, and as you have been hearing, she's working to get more women represented on corporate boards. She's the chair of American Apparel and was CEO of Fisher Communications. You told me before we turn on the microphones that you, in addition to American Apparel, serve on other boards, have served on many boards. Why does it matter so much if there is representation of women on a corporate board?
Well, in today's environment, the competitive edge is critical. And if your workforce is primarily or at least 50% women, you'd think that you'd want some representation of an equal proportion on the board. Additionally, when you think of your customers, you think of other countries are moving forward and are well ahead of the United States, it puts us at a disadvantage if we are not a diverse board representing all of the stakeholders that we serve.
So you mentioned a bit earlier, we do in the Seattle area think of ourselves as incredibly progressive, but as you also mentioned, we have a below average representation of women on our boards of directors. So even at some of the groovy companies that exist in Seattle. What are some of the challenges that women might face sitting at the board table with a bunch of male colleagues?
Well, you know, that's interesting because that's been my life. So you don't think about it much. But I think what you do hear from other women is actually being heard. They often say, this is sort of an overused description, but they often say one female on a board is a token, two is a click, and three is the beginning of something really great.
This work sounds like, I mean, we're talking the average in America is 17% women, female representation on boards.
Right, yeah.
At what point do you and the people that you're working with sit back and say, yes, we've achieved our goal? I mean, what's your, is it 70? Is it 18%?
What is it? We're right now, there's a lot of organizations focused on this. And right now, there's a good push toward 30% by 2020. And there are several organizations behind that. And we are one that are also very supportive of 30% by 2020. At the rate we are going statistically, 50-50. Is 28 years off.
You've been working on this for a year or so
almost
now.
Almost two now, yeah.
And then, as you mentioned, decades of personal experience. What has surprised you most in your push to diversify boards?
I think my greatest disappointment is my greatest surprise, that it's just not a priority to a lot of boards. Now, many boards, it is a priority, and I am thrilled to see the statistics coming out now that boards who have more women on them have higher performing companies. I'd like to suggest potentially that's because those companies are progressive in the first place, but I do believe that it matters.
Colleen Brown is the former CEO of Fisher Communications. Now she works with other local leaders to get more women on corporate boards. Brown currently serves as chair of American Apparel and managing director of the Newport Board Group.